Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing the latest political developments in the country, with the opposition in disarray as various factions have sprouted up following the departure of Nelson Chamisa from the main opposition, CCC. But first, a look at what is happening in the country with the impact of the looming drought causing panic and discomfort to many in Zimbabwe. The World Food Programme says Zimbabwe is at the peak of its lean season, with 2.7 million people across the country facing food insecurity even before effects of an ongoing drought kick in. Columbus Mavunga reports from Mangwe, one of the most affected districts.
In southwestern Zimbabwe, crops in the Mangwe area have withered away. Even local farmers will be among Zimbabweans who need aid until next year. That includes 42-year-old Singazi Sibanda, a mother of three children.
All my crops were burned by the sun. I don't know how we will get to next year and where we will be. The crops died at early stages.
Mangwe is one of the districts in Zimbabwe most affected by drought. Local officials say some people may have to go work in nearby Botswana or in urban areas to survive.
Boreholes have no water. Dams are drying up. There is no grazing grass for animals. Maybe some hay will be brought from other areas to feed the local animals.
Food is being distributed in hard-hit areas. Evelyn Ndlovu is the minister of Matabeleland South, also in the Mangwe area. She says the government is in touch with international aid agencies to get more help. Officials say the crisis is growing worse in the region due to recurring droughts caused by the El Nino weather pattern.
The crop situation in Zimbabwe is very poor at the moment, and we expect that the number of people who will not have adequate stock from their own production to last them until the next harvest, that which would be then by the middle of next year, that number of people who will not be able to meet their food needs over that full period will go up.
Zimbabwe's government says the 2024 grain harvest will yield about 868,000 tons of grain, an alarming 62% drop from last year's total and far below the target that officials had set for this year. Aid groups say they are stepping up efforts to help.
We're focusing on this January to March period, which we have identified is the peak of the lean season. It's the most critical period. But as you're mentioning, it's also important for us to provide additional opportunities so that even throughout the year, people have options and means to support their families and households.
A message that brings some hope to people like Sibanda. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's information minister says the country is working to ease food insecurity by waiving taxes on the importation of rice, maize, potato seed, cooking oil and genetically modified maize for stock feed in a bid to lower prices for average Zimbabweans. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Mangwe, Zimbabwe.
And in other local news, the Harare Provincial Minister Charles Tawengwa has called for the implementation of the Consumers Protection Act of 2019, which safeguards consumers from price manipulations, substandard products, and instances of businesses refusing refunds for unsatisfactory goods. Minister Tawengwa delivered these remarks during the 2024 World Consumer Rights Day celebrated in Harare. The event was held in Harare today, and Minister Tawengwa spoke on behalf of the Industry and Commerce Minister, Mangaliso Ndlovu. Tawengwa had this to say at the event.
Opportunity to remind our business community that the days of short-changing consumers and taking them for granted came to an end with the enactment of the Consumer Protection Act in 2019. It's no longer business as usual, as we now have a fully fledged government agency, namely Consumer Protection Commission, with the sole responsibility of protecting consumers from unreasonable, deceptive, misleading, unfair, or fraudulent business practices. I wish to emphasize that the Commission is not there to disrupt business, but to ensure that there is fair trading in the market for both businesses and consumers alike. My honest plea to the business community is for you to realize and come to terms with the fact that an empowered consumer is a critical element in the production, distribution, and consumption of quality goods and services. In turn, the production of quality goods and services that meet the needs of an empowered consumer goes a long way to improve the country's image and competitiveness in both the domestic and international markets.
That was Harare Provincial Minister Charles Tawengwa. The Consumer Council of Zimbabwe Chief Executive Officer Rosemary Mpofu echoed the same sentiments, emphasizing businesses to treat consumers with fairness by selling goods of good quality that abide to international standards. Let's hear what she had to say on the situation.
Matambudziko makuru atiri kunzwa kubva kuma business. Ndotanga ndataura nyaya yema business ari kunyora mutengo pa shelf. Wonyora kuti mutengo ndewakati US dollar unobhadhara mari yakati. Zimbabwe dollar unobhadhara mari yakati. Kana tava patil toona isusu kuti Zimbabwe dollar iri kunzi kana wanga watoda kubhadhara neZimbabwe dollar mari yako yakuwanda kudarika zvawaona patil. Kana wati uri kuda kubhadhara neUS wakutopiwa discount. Tiri kuti isusu mutemo watakachemera kuhurumende vakatipa mutemo unonzi Consumer Protection Act unotaura iwo pa section 26 kuti price yandaona pa shelf ndo imwe chete yandinofanirwa kuzobhadhariswa patiyo. Ndo rimwe rematambudziko makuru atiri kusangana nawo. Nokudaro, Consumer Council of Zimbabwe tiri mubishi rokuti na Consumer Protection Commission kuti ngaisunge mabusiness iwaya. Hatiti kuda kuona vanhu vachibiridzirwa. Consumer Protection Commission iri kusunga vanhu asi ngainyanyise. Tiri kuda kuti ngavasunge zvakanyanya nokuti sevatengi hatisi kufara. Tiri kuramba tichingobiridzirwa. Tiri kuramba tichingoona zvikwangwani zvakanzi no returns no refunds. Kunzi mbatya dzikarasika hatiripe. Goods left at owner's risk. Zvinhu izvozvo zvakarambwa mumutemo watakapiwa nehurumende.
Avo vanga vari amai Rosemary Mpofu vanova ivo mutungamiri wesangano reConsumer Council of Zimbabwe vachitaura vari muHarare. Meanwhile, the Amalgamated Raw Teachers Union of Zimbabwe ATUZ today held a flash demonstration in Highfields, Harare against poor wages and the US $20 salary increment by government this month. ATUZ called its members and other teachers nationwide to embark on a three-day industrial action this week from Wednesday to Friday, which is the 28th to the 22nd of March 2024, in a bid to compel government to review their salaries, which they say are continually being eroded by inflation. ATUZ Secretary General Robson Chere had this to say.
Today we are, as the progressive citizens of Zimbabwe, teachers, students, ordinary citizens, and all the working class in Zimbabwe protesting against the paltry salaries that are being given to our educators, the paltry salaries that are being given to the university lecturers, also the taxation that comes in with the new tax hangman Mutuli Ngobe in Zimbabwe. We are saying the right to education, which is enshrined in our constitution, should be respected. We are saying the decent, the right to have a decent wage, which is enshrined in our constitution, should be respected. And we are doing this lawfully and peacefully according to the constitution of Zimbabwe, which provides for the right to protest. So we are saying enough is enough. The government must review all these errors and come up with a solution as an immediate effect.
That there was a true Secretary General Robson Chere in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. And send us your messages right now on all our social media platforms. Back to our topic of the day. Today we are talking about the latest political developments in the country as the opposition further disintegrates following the departure of Nelson Chamisa from CCC leadership. Some factions of the opposition parties have accused the ruling party ZANU-PF of meddling in the internal politics for political gain, an accusation the ruling party refutes. To discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF, and we have a political analyst, Lionel Kore, and Tadini Masaya of the opposition United Zimbabwe Alliance. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Welcome, Miles. Welcome, Zimbabwe.
I'll start off with you, Mr. Mabaza, on Skype. Your party is being fingered for meddling in opposition politics. What's your take?
This is quite surprising and laughable. The opposition are busy seeing shadows of ZANU-PF wherever they go. They cannot accept their failure. They failed to bring together a party. They failed to bring together a party for a long time. MDC in itself is split into several political parties. To an extent, they could not fit the alphabet from MDC A to MDC Z, and now MDC nothing. Then they changed to triple alphabetic letters like CCC. So when they came to CCC, they failed again to hold together the CCC. Now it has changed. There is now CCC Blue, CCC Chumaya, CCC anything. So this has nothing to do with ZANU-PF. It has no fingerprint for ZANU-PF in it. ZANU-PF does not interfere with political parties. Neither does it infiltrate parties which are not even a threat to us, or any party even if it is a threat to us. ZANU-PF does not infiltrate others. So it is actually surprising and shocking that the opposition cannot face their failure, cannot revamp their own parties, cannot regroup and start afresh. They can only blame ZANU-PF. They can do that for the rest of their life, but the reality of the matter is ZANU-PF's hands are very clean, and we are actually, as a party, we are actually happy that we have an opposition which cannot stand its ground, which cannot do anything. We have got an opposition leader, Chamisa, who runs away from every party he forms. He was in Tsvangirai's party, he ran away. He formed another party, he ran away. He came to CCC, he ran away. And so his lieutenants We've got BT ran away from MDC, joined PDP, ran away, joined Triple C. He's about to run away again. We've got Job Scala ran away from MDC Tsvangirai and joined the MDC 99, ran away again, joined the Triple C. He's running away again, forming the Mandela Zimbabwe Party, whatever they are forming. These people are confused. They cannot be trusted. I'm sure Zimbabweans are learning from such a failure, which is done by the opposition. So opposition must stop accusing ZANU-PF for their own failures. But we remain a party. We remain serving the people. We remain serving the country. And we remain doing the best for this country. For this year, we are busy finding out solutions of how do we deal with the drought, how do we deal with the hunger in Zimbabwe. We are not worried about the screams and shouts by opposition, which are useless, which does not enhance the lives of a Zimbabwe. And,
thank you there, Mr. Mavaza. Let me now switch over to Mr. Tadini Masaya of the United Zimbabwe Alliance. How is your party engaging on the situation in Zimbabwe vis-a-vis? We've seen, you know, a lot of stuff going on in the Triple C. We've seen stuff going on in ZANU-PF. How is your party engaging with the public in Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much, host. We'd like to appreciate you inviting UZA to speak to Zimbabweans and all those across the globe. We are faring quite well. As you can see, we are preparing for the by-elections that are coming, although we totally disagree with the conditions that have brought us to by-elections. However, the governance of the country has to continue, and we intend to be part of that governance. And to do that, we have to participate in elections and win. I would like to point out that opposition as a whole is not in disarray in the country. Mm-hmm. However, there are other opposition political parties that find themselves in a terrible situation. And I think this speaks more to their history. It speaks more to the type of leadership that they have. But if you were to look at UZA, we are more united than ever, as our name suggested, the United Zimbabwe Alliance. And we are growing stronger with each day. And we definitely need to give the Zimbabwean people what they have not been having from the ruling party and from the opposition, traditional opposition political parties in their various forms and through the changes that they've gone through over the years. We are fairly new, yes, but we totally understand the role that we have to play in the country. I'll tell you this. ZANU-PF is responsible for all the failures and the challenges, especially economic and social, that we face in the country of Zimbabwe. However, opposition is responsible for failing to remove ZANU-PF, the cause of that pain. And we take up that challenge and do not try to subcontract it back to ZANU-PF that we are trying to remove. What has brought up UZA is an understanding that the opposition political parties that have been in existence have failed for several years to remove ZANU-PF. And we are taking up the baton stick and we are saying we are ready to remove ZANU-PF. We understand what ZANU-PF is responsible for, especially the failure again and the economic challenges that we are facing, the social challenges that we are facing. But we can never bring ourselves to say it is responsible for us to fail to remove it. So I think that has to be clear, that mandate solely rests with us, the opposition, to remove ZANU-PF. So if there are opposition political parties that feel that they, in some way, are not capable, we would ask them to join their forces and their strengths to us and maybe be part of a new ideology, a new strategy, a new roadmap that the country has not seen that is likely to remove the scourge of Zimbabwe, which is ZANU-PF.
Thank you there, Mr. Masai. I understand we now have our analyst, Lionel Kore, here on Skype. Hello, Mr. Kore.
Hello, ma'am. How are you today?
I'm good. You're a young, political analyst yourself. What do you take of what is going on, especially in the parties, the opposition parties back home?
Firstly, I would like to say we are here today because of ZANU-PF group. ZANU-PF have failed our country, our motherland. But because of that, that's why we have a movement, opposition, trying to defeat the misrule of ZANU-PF, trying to end poverty in Zimbabwe. So how are we going to do that? That's the reason why tine mabato akasiyana. Mukatarisa kwakanga kwane Citizen Coalition for Change, CCC, which was a movement trying to dismantle the tyrant of ZANU-PF. But because of that, ZANU-PF have infiltrated the opposition, the movement, so that the movement inotanga kuwane vanhu vanonyombana pachavo. Yet vanhu vari kunyombana pachavo, they are not really the changers. They are not really champions of the movement. These are ZANU-PF surrogates. These are ZANU-PF infiltrators trying to dismantle the voice of the people. So we want to tell ZANU-PF that you might dismantle the people, but you never dismantle the opposition. You never dismantle the movement. Time yao ikashika, 23rd agenda, amufi makashika ku 23rd agenda, because as citizens, we are going to take back what belongs to us. That's the reason why ZANU-PF iri kutraya kurwisa Chamisa, iri kutraya kurwisa anabit, iri kutraya kurwisa ana maikore, iri kutraya kurwisa even Professor Washman Nyube, kuwati wese waru wana job kala kuti ma leaders angariko kutripo si waru wachita si. It is because of ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF is trying to end opposition in Zimbabwe. ZANU-PF is trying to bring one party state, but it's also as young people, we are saying to ZANU-PF, it will never happen. Munokwanisa kutonga, munokwanisa kurula from day or tomorrow, but your time will come. Why? Because there's poverty. We need change. It's no longer about party position, it's no longer about money. ZANU-PF iri kuenda kunema member of parliament, the opposition, mama senior leaders, ichi offer mari. Right now, we don't even know who is with the people and who is against the people. So what I would encourage people is stop putting your power, your faith in politicians. They are mere human beings. As citizens, we have to raise a voice and go against this tyrant once and for all. ZANU-PF brings disunity in our country, and we have to stop that.
Vakure, imi muri vechidiki uye zve tanzwa apo vamavaza vachiti imi muri kuvazora mafuta nguru yavasina kuuraya, saka munoona zvichizokwanisika sei kuti vemapato anopikisa vabatane vaite chirwirano panyaya iyo yekurwisa bato iri reZANU-PF kana vachida kuti vapindewo mupawo?
So zvandaona zviri kuitika apa ndezvekuti ZANU-PF haichazivi kuti maleaders angari kuCCC akarongei. Vakufunga kuti ndiyo here strategy ambiguity yaitaurwa naNelson Chamisa paitaura kuti tibvise ZANU-PF. We have to come up with a different strategy. A different strategy yekubvisa ZANU-PF this time around. Tikaitaurira ZANU-PF right now, they are going to block all my loopholes, awo avanoziva kuti the opposition can topple them. But one thing that I assure you as an opposition, these leaders, they know this game. And the people have the power to say, you lead us, you go on this place, end up at this position, so that we remove ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF, you know, the opposition, you know, it's a beggars, matik opposition, those who survive on them. That's why they try by all means to disband the movement through poverty. So that they can buy them. So us as human beings, as citizens, we want a motto, we want an agenda that we are going to put trust with people in good positions, so that we would remove the tyrant of Zimbabwe in right now, because people are suffering because of that.
Thank you.
They infiltrate the opposition right and center.
Thank you there, Mr. Kore. Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, your take on what Mr. Kore is saying there about your party.
Thank you very much. I've listened to what Mr. Kore is saying, and I've realized that he's missing some little maturity.
Why did you say that?
Because he's talking about ambiguity as a way of a political discourse, which is wrong. In politics, you don't become ambiguous even to your own supporters. You put your things on the table. Your supporters have to know what they are supporting, why they are supporting you, and what would you bring on the table should you become the leader. But if you say everything is in my pocket, if I tell you what I'll do, it will be stolen. Then you are telling your people that you cannot guard your own principles. So, you know, the moment you believe in ambiguity in every strategy, then it means you are going nowhere. Because your people will start running away from you. What, the results of strategic ambiguity, we have seen it. It was disintegration. The party broke into pieces. Chamisa now is going to form a blue party. He started wanting to form a purple one. It became blue. It has not been formed yet. He's thinking what to do. You can only see and hear him at a funeral. And that's all. So what we are simply saying as a Zimbabweans and as a party, an opposition, must show what they want to do. They know what they want to do. They must tell the people, their supporters. The NPF has nothing to copy because we have got everything in our hand. We are doing the best. As I have told you, already the infrastructures are up. The roads are being fixed. The economy is getting back to normal. We are having problems here and there, but they are being solved. And I've told you we've got drought, which is a natural disaster. It's not caused by the party, nothing to do with the party. But what is ZANU-PF doing? They are doing, the government of ZANU-PF is doing everything to make sure that no Zimbabwean will be starving. I was expecting the comrade, the young man, Corey, to say his party, in his analysis, what advice is he giving parties to help Zimbabweans to come out of this drought which is coming up. The political fights which are happening now do not help us. Because 2028 is still a distance from now.
Thank you there. Thank you, Mr. Mavaz. Unfortunately, time is not really on our side. I wanted to hear from Mr. Masaya that, you know, a lot of people are saying, why is the opposition not banding together and forming one, you know, joint opposition party instead of the splinters that we've seen, your own organization and then the other opposition parties? What's your take?
To be clear, we are not a splinter of any former existing political party.
No, I'm saying within the other party. You are a standalone party, but people are saying, why don't you join the other parties that are already there?
I think anyone who is worth their wits would understand that there is no need to join a house that is on fire. It is true that the fires are being fanned by ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF is taking advantage of any of the discord that is there in the traditional old opposition political party. But it is definitely a house on fire. Why would you run into a house on fire? Rather than running into a house on fire, you set up a new a structure for people to come and join. We are called the United Zimbabwe Alliance. We are not shunning away anyone, including those political parties that are having challenges. We are saying that we have a new way to deal with issues. The issues that you have failed to deal with internally, such as succession. And we are saying we have a roadmap to that. So come and be under our roof.
Thank you so much.
It is clear that we cannot be under their roof anymore.
Thank you, Mr. Masaya. Let me give Mr. Kore the last word to just, you know, give us in 30 seconds your view on what Mr. Mavaza said and also Mr. Masaya.
Yeah, so ZANU-PF, they want people to play by the book of politics they taught us, the ideology they taught us, but their ideology is true. So strategy ambiguity introduced from Zimbabwe, they don't even know what the people are thinking. They are just abusing people and they think maybe the people are dumb. But I want to assure ZANU-PF that your
time will come. Thank you. You will never rule forever in Zimbabwe.
You will never rule forever because that's not your country. And we will make sure that 2028, by the time we reach 2028, we are going to raise,
we are going to mobilize people to take out. Thank you for joining us. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington saying let's meet again next week.